You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to In the Benny Green Archives.
Reverting to the theme of gentlemen who write one song and then disappear, it is a well-known fact that in the great days, the best way to keep the wife quiet was to give her brothers a job, which usually turned out to have very onerous duties indeed, consisting of collecting a paycheck every Friday. Now, these brothers-in-law were a large group, but there were also the cousins, the sons-in-law, the nephews, and so on. None of them seems to have done anything of conceivable interest, but there was once a rather impressive exception. In 1933, Jerome Kern and Otto Harbeck were busily writing the songs for the show Roberta. I won't go into the plot, except to say that it wasn't worth going into, for fear of never being able to get out of it again. But after the tryout in Philadelphia, the ripe aroma of ancient cheese began to arise from the production, and Kern and Harbeck started busily rewriting. One day, Harbeck comes in and tells Kern about his nephew, a man called Bernard Dougal, who is stage-struck and would like to try his hand at a lyric. This reminds me of those laymen who sometimes say they've never actually played a violin, but they wouldn't mind having a try at it. Now, so far, there's nothing very remarkable about this story, except possibly that Harbeck should have assumed Jerome Kern should give a fig about his nephew. Why, Kern rarely gave figs even to his own nephews. It's what follows that starts to get outlandish. Instead of advising Harbeck to divorce his nephew, Kern immediately handed him a sheet of music and said, "Give this to your nephew and see how he gets on with it." Harbeck took the sheet of paper and gave it to the nephew. And here the story gets just plain silly, because the nephew triumphs by turning in this.
"Now we'll stay till something do us part. That old dad of mine ain't got a heart. Any girl who's out for pleasure thinks of marriage only at her leisure. As it is, they've got the horse behind the cart. When my pop said we must wed, he kind of wowed me. Still, I'm ready. But one thing must be clear at the start. I'll be hard to handle, I promise you that. And if you complain, here's one little Jane who'll leave you flat. I'll be hard to handle, what else can I be? I say with a shrug, I think you're a mug to marry me. When you first threw I was willing to philander, but I never thought I'd have to be a bride. Now you're gonna find tough sledding. I don't want no shotgun wedding. I was only along for the ride. I'll be hard to handle, I'm telling you plain. Just be a deer and scram out of here. I'm gonna raise Cain. I'll be hard to handle, my bridges are burned. This wedding's a gag and you're in the bag where I'm concerned. I'll be hard to handle when we've said I do. See, there's no hope, I just got a dope when I took you. I'll be living my life in bed, but they always will be twin beds. And I warn you, you'll be living like a mom. Our affair is now a past one, so don't think you've pulled a fast one. Just remember, I think you're a punk. I'll be hard to handle, I'm no ball and chain. I'll find
the means to call the Marines. I'm gonna raise Cain. Gonna raise Cain. I'm telling you plain. I'm gonna raise Cain.
Ella Fitzgerald, I'll Be Hard to Handle. Music by Jerome Kern. Words by his lyric writer's nephew, Bernard Dougal. And whatever happened to him? His name never appears in the annals again, and yet for a first attempt, it was really quite remarkable. On June 29th, 1910, was born one of the most gifted men ever to try his hand at a popular song. Now, maybe you might think that to discuss the work of Frank Lesser is a bit old hat after all these years. After all, who needs at this late date to be told who Frank Lesser was and what he did? Well, the answer to that is that when it comes to sheer ignorance of this sort of work, there is no limit. Lately, for example, Lesser's masterpiece, Guys and Dolls, was produced by our National Theatre, which understood so little of the nature of the operation as to ditch the original orchestrations and use a new set, which I think would have brought Lesser's blood to a slow boil. But worse is to come. The National Theatre Touring Company of Guys and Dolls is currently in operation, and the handbills read, Book by Frank Lesser, Words and Music by Abe Barrows, which is slightly less sensible than casting olive oil as Popeye. Maybe the ordinary folk know who Frank Lesser was, but the intellectuals evidently don't. So maybe we'd better start right at the beginning with Lesser as a contract lyric writer in Hollywood.
Now I never dreamed of making love with so many people near. Now I never dreamed of making love, but love is here. Isn't this sublime? We're dancing on a dime. The crowded floor is perfect for a nice romantic time. Oh, how can I help but hold you tight here in a warm embrace? There isn't an inch of space for being discreet, so I repeat, isn't this sublime, this dancing on a dime? We're hand in glove, the picture of a romance in its prime. Now, darling, I guess I'd better confess, for I knew it all the time, that I'd be close to you, dancing on a dime. Oh, how can I help but hold you tight here in a warm embrace? There isn't an inch of space for being discreet, so I repeat. I guess I'd better confess, for I knew it all the time, that I'd be close to you, you'd be close to me, the two of us together, dancing on a dime.
Johnny Desmond singing a forgotten but elegant song that Frank Lesser wrote with composer Burton Lane for an ancient B picture called Dancing on a Dime. That was back in 1941, by which time Lesser had already won a reputation as a fast-talking, fast-thinking, highly egotistical character who could apparently write good words to order. But in the years when he turned out lyrics like Two Sleepy People, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, I Don't Want to Walk Without You, Lesser never composed a note. As a teenager, he'd been a spectacular failure as a pianist entertainer. But when you're dealing with a self-advertiser like Lesser, the occasional spectacular failure is no impediment to another shot. Lesser, they used to say, should have played the part of the heroine of La Boheme, because with him it was a case of me, me all the time. But he later said that after working with partners like Hoagy Carmichael and Burton Lane and Julie Stein, he saw how easy writing good tunes was. That must really have endeared him to partners like Hoagy Carmichael and Burton Lane and Julie Stein. But it was true. For Lesser, it was easy, and the stuff started to pour out of him. Here's a number from the show, which, according to those handbills I was talking about just now with such admirable good temper, was written by Abe Burrows. Sammy Davis Jr., Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat, from Guys and Dolls, the Damon Runyon adaptation, words and music by Frank Lesser, libretto by Abe Burrows. Now, that's obviously a big song in a major stage work, but very often those very big songs in the very big shows don't always have the whimsical charm of work done in a hurry for inconsequential productions. Work that's hardly taken seriously at the time, but is still good because of the intrinsic ability of the men working on it. Now, I've played this next one before because it has this appeal. The picture was the Gracie Allen murder mystery, not the kind of thing that a dedicated songwriter ought to waste too much time on, perhaps. But then a real dedicated songwriter will expend all his time on every song. And Frank Lesser had as his partner a jazz violinist called Matty Malnick, who, being a jazz musician, had a knack of making even the tiniest trifle swing.
Never in all my days have I found a pair of arms so ideal. What is that well-known phrase that describes the way your arms make me feel? Never in all my days have I found a pair of arms so ideal. What is that well-known phrase that describes the way your arms make me feel? Well, snug as a bug in a rug. tight, cozy and warm on the chilliest night. Snug as a bug in a rug, the moment I feel your kiss. Talk about home, home was never like this. First your arms come stealing, and my heart goes on a roller coaster. Then I get that feeling, like a little piece of toast in a toaster. Gee, but my life would be cold without your delicious hug, keeping me snug as a bug in a rug. Delicious hug, keeping me snug as a bug in a, keeping me snug as a bug in a, keeping me snug as a bug in a rug. Oh my.
Blossom Dearie with the forgotten Gracie Allen song Snug as a Bug in a Rug from the Gracie Allen Murder Mystery. Words and music by Frank Lesser and Matty Malnick. Malnick is one of those old-time songwriters whose work is always worth looking out for. And I looked out for it to my cost a few weeks ago. It was on one of those somnolent afternoons when the old movies come crawling out of the woodwork to remind us of our infancy. There was this picture, Transatlantic Merry-Go-Round. Now, I could hardly believe my luck because I knew that for Transatlantic Merry-Go-Round, Johnny Mercer and Matty Malnick had written a song, a rather good song and an underrated one. So I switched on my set and watched the picture with throbbing anticipation. Well, I can tell you I stopped throbbing in no time. The picture was really bad, one of those pricelessly awful affairs. Even the song was a mess. As for the composer, Matty Malnick, he spent 10 years slaving in the galleys commanded by Paul Whiteman. But even that must have seemed like a summer holiday compared to what he did next. Music director for Al Jolson. Now, Malnick wasn't quite prolific, but when he wrote a good song, he wrote a really good one. The one that real performers remember. Now, here's a touching proof of that. Recently, Bob Hope had a party in London, a sort of premature birthday party. And I took advantage of a lull in the small talk to thank Hope for a letter he'd sent me on the subject of Mercer. At the mere mention of that name, Mercer, Hope's face lit up with a smile. But instead of saying anything, he started singing a song there at the table. A song that Mercer had once written with Matty Malnick. It was this one.
You met someone who sets you back on your heels. Goody, goody, you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody, you gave him your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And he broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? Hey, you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody, you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to you. Goody, goody for him. Goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, 'cause you got yours. You gave him your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And he broke it in little pieces. Yeah, how do you do? So you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody, so you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to you. Goody, goody for him. Lots of goodies for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you. I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you.
Frank Sinatra singing the Matty Malnick, Johnny Mercer song that only the other week lit the face of Bob Hope. And somehow that was a very touching moment, the aged comedian back in his hometown of London, remembering an old song which symbolised the time when he himself was making his own way and just beginning to arrive. In such ways do the popular songs of an epoch unlock the doors of our own past for us. Now back yet again to the One Song Merchants. Now here is a rather tangled web. In 1918, there was a troupe of actors barnstorming across Canada. No idea what sort of plays they put on, but they called themselves the Pierrot Players, which is not good. But presumably at that time, Canada was a place fit for Pierrots to live in, and they survived, these strolling players. One day, one of the actors heard a brief melody written by a friend of his, the distinguished concert pianist and symphony conductor, Ernest Seitz. The actor put words to this fragment, words with reference to the great and apparently endless war that was going on. But by the time the song was ready, the war was over. But they went ahead with the song anyway.
Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every rose is heavy with dew. The thrush on high his sleepy mate is calling, and my heart is calling you. Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise.
Song that was written by the famous Hollywood character actor Gene Lockhart, the man who could make himself perspire the way Margaret O'Brien could make herself cry, a poor at the time. The tune was by his old friend Ernest Seitz. Now, I grant you that that hit record of 1951 was a bit corny. At the other extreme, you can get artists sometimes who are caviar for the general, people who perform beautifully, perfectly, and make the most difficult, obscure songs sound quite simple. From time to time, I've done recitals and broadcasts with this next lady who really does go on prolonged digs for neglected songs. She is a Londoner based in London, but much the British care for true quality these days. Her name is Sandra King, and here is a fragment from one of her American concerts where she unearthed a song from a 1942 show called The Lady Comes Across, which closed after three nights. Words by John Latouche, music by Vernon Duke.
Looking at history, since wars began, one lesson we all have learned: countries fell everywhere when they neglected to prepare. What's true of countries is true of a girl wherever her heart's concerned. I've been warned, I could see as I could be. That's how love invaded me. You took me by surprise. I was confident, I was wise, but now I caught me unprepared. I was napping, and am I scared? With you around, my chances are slim. Once I trusted in my common sense, till busted in on my defense. Was I dense? I'm seeing starry skies. Love just hit me between the eyes. I only turned to take a look, and you took me by surprise. I trusted in my common sense till you busted in on my defense. Was I dense? I'm seeing starry skies. Love just hit me between the eyes. I only turned to take a look, and you took me.
Sandra King with the late Pat Smythe at the piano, You Took Me By Surprise, written by John Latouche and Vernon Duke. Well, the time seems to have raced away, and I haven't so much as mentioned Matt Gordon yet. Real name Maurice Gittler, born June 21st, 1904, two great partnerships, one with Harry Revel, the other with Harry Warren. With Revel, one of my favourite Londoners, Gordon, one of my favourite Poles, wrote this magnificent ballad.
Oh, there a lull in my life. It's just a void and empty space. When you are not in my embrace. Oh, there's a lull in my life. The moment that you go away, there is no night, there is no day. The clock stops ticking, the world stops turning. Everything stops, but that flame in my heart that keeps burning, burning. Oh, there's a lull in my life. No matter how I may pretend, I know that you alone can end. The ache in my heart, the call of my arms, the lull in my life.
There's a lull in my life, which just leaves time in mine to squeeze in a scrap of evidence of the Matt Gordon-Harry Warren partnership.
There will be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring. But there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another you?
There'll Never Be Another You. It was written by Matt Gordon and Harry Warren, and there'll never be another them either. That's it. See you same time next week.
There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yeah, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true?
Been listening to In the Benny Green Archives here on lgradio.online. Please do visit the website to find out when the next episode is on, along with all our other shows. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.